All right, welcome to the big picture. It has been a while since I've done a podcast, posted anything up. Why? Well, I don't know. Probably because I'm busy. Or the impression is that I'm busy. You be the judge. So what I want to talk about here real quick is basically relevancy. Okay? Now, I've never made any claim to fame like I'm some kind of big-time photographer. I'm not. I'm just a common Joe who owns a couple of cameras, some lenses. I get out there and I do a lot of photographing. I used to just like to do landscape, some macro photography. You know, things like that. Once in a while, I do a portrait, wedding, headshot, you know, you name it, I've done it. I've worked some pretty big venues in the past, done some pretty big projects for big companies in the past, but as far as doing this full-time, no, it doesn't happen. And here's what I have to say about all that. To remain relevant, you have to be consistent. And I have never been one to operate within the realms of consistency. And that really has kind of been a downfall for me because instead of doing one thing and doing it all the time and being the best at it, I never really did that. There wasn't really a need to do that. But I'm going to tell you that, you know, I know what I love to do in photography. And unfortunately, maybe I haven't found the market for that, or I haven't advertised. But here's the thing: to put yourself out there, it's a cash grab. You know, I have had multiple companies contact me over the years trying to raise my internet awareness, my brand awareness, and honestly, if you think about it from the standpoint of, you know, return on investment, I tried it once and I never saw the return on the investment, and there's never any guarantees. So in my mind, it's like chasing good money after bad. Now, a couple of things. Every year for years now, I have gone down and done the old-time Christmas for my local community and photographed that and did the kids with Santa. And the reason why I was asked because of the fact that I was able to offer a solution to one of their problems, which was being able to produce images in a timely manner. And I mean timely, I mean instantaneous photographs for people when they would come in and get their kids' photos done with Santa Claus. Well, on top of that, you know, I used to photograph a lot of the events that took place down there. And what I'm basically saying is this year, I won't be doing that. The reason why, the first time ever last year, I was going to charge for the time. And here's the thing. I never really did it for the money, and I didn't really do it for last year's money either. But there is some expenses that I have to incur when I'm trying to run a very small business. And unfortunately, one of the two entities that were paying me for my services did not pay me, and they would tell me that it would be my fault because I refused to sign a voucher. The reason why I refused to sign a voucher is because, first off, I provided a service. There was a verbal agreement, in a sense, that, well, there wasn't even a sense about it. It was a verbal agreement that each entity would pay me $250 for capturing images. And one entity, of course, they did pay. The other one wanted a voucher. Kind of made me feel like crap about it because they said, well, even you have to fill out a voucher. And my take is on this. Should I be asking for a voucher when I go to pay my taxes so they can get paid? No, it's a bullshit policy. And my take on it is when a company provides you a service, you pay for that service. It's simple, but based on this, I won't be doing the photos this year. Now, no hard feelings. I wish them the best of luck, but I'm not going to go through the aggravation this year or dedicate my time to people that didn't appreciate it, I guess is the best way to put it. So let that be a lesson learned for everyone. If you're going to do photographs for a larger entity, even a private individual, make sure you have some type of a contract with them, because the way I see it is big money, which we're not talking huge money here. We're talking a couple hundred bucks. If a group can screw you, they will. So make sure that you have something in place. Second thing I want to talk about here, and I think this is something that ties in with branding and relevancy. I do a pretty good job, or at least I get told when I'm doing portraits and things like that. And I've done several for people over this past several months. And, for me, it's kind of like, I don't even know if I want to do that stuff. And sometimes, I just walk away from jobs because I don't feel anything for it. There's no heat, for me. But something I can tell you, and if you love doing something, like I've always loved doing photography, but sometimes you can get bored with it, okay? And when I say bored, basically the same old thing over and over again, with no creative spark, you kind of lose your inspiration for doing photography. And maybe that's where I'm at with myself, but something I can tell you, okay, this is what amazes me. I have a Facebook page, and I've got some followers. I'm not going to call it wildly successful because it's not. I compete with people in this area that are very popular photographers and seem to get everybody's business. Sometimes I question why, because I look at the photographs and I think, man, there's nothing special there. But in that same line of thought, I haven't really done anything to photograph things that are extremely, special or create a spark or, so it's kind of like an even playing field as far as I'm concerned. But could I invest money in marketing and turn some things around? Sure, I could. But the fact of the matter is, based on what I do in the real world, I really wouldn't have the time to dedicate to constantly photographing and editing and things like that, especially with the addition of Photoshop to my skill set. That takes a lot to learn, and sometimes things take a while to do. So I'm very limited to what I do. But what I can tell you, as far as relevancy, I recently decided to join a Facebook group called Boston Terrier Photography. And the reason why I did that is because I'm a fan of the Boston Terrier. I have a couple of Boston Terriers myself. If you are somebody who owns a Boston Terrier, you will certainly understand my I don't know, I guess obsession for the breed. They have a great personality and they're a wonderful companion as a dog owner. I can't say, you know, you can't do much better in my eyes. And I've had several other dogs in the past. Growing up, I had several dogs, different breeds. I've had mutts, I've had rescues, but the Boston Terrier is an animal that has touched my heart several years ago, and because of that, I really have a thing for Boston Terriers. I love the personality. I love the demeanor, and they're just buds, okay? So last year, on Christmas Eve, I gave my wife a puppy for a Christmas present. And the reason I did so is earlier in the previous year, we lost our beloved Abigail. She ended up getting cancer, and it broke both of our hearts, you know, to have to put her down. But we have the fond memories of her, and when the initial hurt of losing that dog finally passed, it came down to feeling a little empty because we didn't have that companion, and we ended up getting Bella. Right away, my wife, she fell for Bella, and they became, very close. And Bella is, she's special. We also took in a rescue dog, and we named her Stella. And Stella was a mess when she came here. We fixed her up, got her healthy, and they're both a couple of characters. But what I can tell you is, and to get back on point, I took Bella to my studio and had done some photographs of her, just because, I wanted to play around doing some pet photography, and I really captured an exceptional image as it relates to Boston Terriers, because their personality is very unique when it comes to dogs, and they are a curious animal to begin with. And what's cute about them is when they look at you and tilt their head, and their ears come up to attention. If you can capture that, that makes for a very unique image. Captures the personality of a Boston. So to tie this all together, what I ended up doing was I shared my image to this Facebook group that I belong to. And what was really cool about it is all the reactions. Normally I'll post a photo and maybe get, 30 photos. I think one of the best I ever did was I posted a photo of Medina, New York during Christmas season, and it was a pretty good photo, and it had, a ton of reaction on Facebook. But the kicker here is that it never really did anything for me. It never really got me anywhere, as far as relevance with my market. But what I guess I'm getting at here is when I found Boston Terrier Photography and started looking at, some of the images in there, I thought, this is pretty cool. Well, I never thought that, you know, by me posting a picture of my Boston, would receive all the, you know, comments and reactions in that specific group. But in my eyes, the photo basically went viral, within the group, and I was very pleased about that. So what I can tell you is it never hurts to find a group of like-minded people to share your work with. It does help. And you know, one of the things that I was considering is you know, doing more pet photography because first off, I'm good at it. I've been told I'm outstanding at it. And you know, that's debatable. That's opinion, you know, in everybody's opinion. But I enjoyed that, and I enjoy working with dogs, cats. So, sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? You know, I'm more of an animal person than I am people person, I guess. So, what I can say, you know, and to summarize, I think it's kind of important that in this day and age, you know, if you're going to do certain types of work, put it out there to people that have an interest in what you do and not so much just to the general public. Because, like I said, for years now, I've been on the scene, you know, in my market area and have never been able to crack that barrier where I would be able to do this on a full-time basis. You know, in some ways, you know, I guess my skill set with editing software and stuff is stunted due to that fact, which, you know, you only did so much editing on photographs anyway. You never wanted to over edit. So I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for me and what I'm going to do in photography. I do know that, you know, I have some choices coming up here very shortly, which are going to impact my life pretty heavily. I do have some medical procedures that I'm going to have to go through. You know, things aren't what they used to be, and honestly, I get tired of not being able to live my life due to these problems. So we're going to see about getting these problems fixed. And if we do, and we come out on top, then I plan on getting more into photography, you know, that I like to do. And you know, we even thought about building some sets and some scenes outside and bringing people in, you know, just because we could, you know, we could and we can. So anyway, this is my, you know, first post in a while. We were going to do one in September, but we scrapped the idea just because of, you know, content and time and wanted to create something decent. But, you know, if it sucks, it sucks. So, you know, you be the judge if it sucks. All right. So maybe I'll do another one next week. But for right now, this is all I got. I want to wish everybody, you know, good health. Hope nobody is, you know, dealing with COVID issues. That's a whole nother topic. Stay safe, people. Bye.